Hello everyone, welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. And before we begin, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, again we thank you for your Word. We thank you for the way that you want us to know about you through your Word. And today as we study this book of Esther again, I pray that you will open the truth to us through your Holy Spirit about you, your Son Jesus, and your ways, and that you'll give us the ability to live that way in this world. And we'll be so grateful that you did. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Esther's Favor. And it's taken from the book of Esther, chapter 2 and verse 15. One by one, the fair young maidens gathered from all over the Persian Empire. And they're making their appearance before King Ahasuerus. Each one has been given 12 months of beauty treatments and is adorned with the finest accessories available. Finally, in chapter 2 and verse 15 of the book of Esther, Esther makes her appearance where we read, Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberman, the keeper of the women, appointed. And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. Our verse begins, Now when the turn of Esther, the daughter of Abihail, the uncle of Mordecai, who had taken her for his daughter, was come to go in unto the king. We discover more information about Esther in these words. First, Esther was the daughter of Abihail, which means, my father is might. Secondly, we notice that Abihail is the brother of Mordecai's dad. In other words, once again we see that Mordecai and Esther were cousins. And although they were, since Esther was younger than Mordecai, she became as a daughter to him. The verse goes on to say, she required nothing but what Haggai, the king's chamberlain, the king keeper of the women, appointed. Esther, as we learned in previous verses, was easily instructed. When Mordecai told her to keep the secret of her nationality and family, she did. And now she is listening to and obeying Haggai, the king's chamberlain. We remember that the other maidens were allowed to obtain any accessories they desired before they were presented to the king. Esther deferred her selection to Haggai, who more than likely knew what the king enjoyed more than anyone else. Great wisdom was demonstrated by Esther as she allowed herself to be taught and then obeyed the teaching. Our verse ends, And Esther obtained favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her. When Esther entered the room, it appears that there were not only the king before her, but others were there as well. She obtained favor, which means she gained great acceptance by all of them. She was so beautiful that she literally stopped the room. None of the other ladies made this king this kind of impression. And when Esther stood before them, it was as if they were breathless. Let's consider this for a moment. Who created Esther with such beauty? Who gave her this wisdom and insight? Who put her in the place and position that she would be able to have favor in the sight of all them that looked upon her? The answer is simple if we take a moment to ponder it. It was Almighty God creating, conducting, and orchestrating behind the scenes. Although these scriptures do not name him or even make reference to him, if we allow ourselves to look a little deeper, we can see his mighty hand at work even in the unseen. May we evermore learn that he is at work in our scenes to give us favor as well. Next time, we see the time of year when Esther was presented before Ahasuerus. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.